This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Different parts of Nepal, including Kathmandu Valley, witness heavy rainfall. Highways and road sections affected. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges precaution against risk of sudden floods, landslides and inundation. Parliamentary committee directs the government to come up with action plan to ensure rights of children at correction homes. And Russia carries out massive ballistic missile strikes on Ukrainian cities. Now the news in detail. Different parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, witnessed heavy rainfall today, while incessant rainfall is still taking place in many provinces. Highways in various parts of the country have been affected by floods and landslides triggered by the continuous rain. Some road sections are completely blocked, while in others vehicular traffic is restricted during night time. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that there is a risk of sudden floods in rivers in different parts of the country today and tomorrow. And the department has also urged people in those areas to stay alert. However, the department has stated that there is no flood threat as predicted earlier. The special weather bulletin on Saturday had predicted that one or two places in the hills and the Tarai of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces may receive very heavy rainfall. Meanwhile, National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority has strengthened nighttime traffic restrictions and other preparedness activities in high-risk districts. Similarly, Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, local labels and volunteers have been put on standby to respond to the crisis. The local administration has decided to close the Narayangarh Muglim Road and the Prithibi Highway towards Chitwan from 10 p.m. tonight. In a notice issued today, Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Ganesh Aral, said that Narayangarh Muglim Kathmandu Road will remain closed after 10 p.m. due to the risk of landslide at various locations in Chitwan, as well as Thading and other districts. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to come up with action plans to guarantee the protection and the implementation of the rights of children staying at correction homes. The directive was issued following the discussion with the concerned ministries on a report submitted by the Committee's Inspection and Observation Subcommittee on the Human Rights. The Finance Committee of the House of Representatives on Sunday held discussion with representatives from stakeholders concerned on the bill drafted to amend the Nepal Rashtra Bank Act 2058. Officials from the Nepal Bankers Association and the Confederation of Banks and Financial Institutions Nepal were invited to the discussion, according to Committee Secretary Laxman Aryal. Even the representatives from the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs and the Nepal Rashtra Bank attended the debate. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has stated that for a country like Nepal, a parliamentary system in which the executive head is elected by parliament along with the mixed electoral system is the most suitable form of governance. Addressing an interaction on suggestions for constitution amendments organized by the Democratic Thought Society in Kaski. Today, he said that discussions on amending the constitution should be centered on good governance. Thapa also said that priorities must be first identified before initiating the constitution amendment process. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal telecom ko back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ek saath.
Gharma TV, hernus ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
फाइबर इंटरनेट तीव्र गति को संसार टेलीफोन इंटरनेट टीवी सब कुरा मा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकम को फाइबर इंटरनेट नया जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज CPN UML chairperson KP Sarmauli has directed the MPs of the UML to raise the public voices in the federal parliament strongly, addressing a program organized by the UML's central parliamentary department today. Oli said that the lawmakers' effective roles in parliament would ensure a robust democratic exercise. Sarmauli was of the view that the party's lawmakers should set new indicators of efficient, responsible and far-sighted opposition to make the government accountable. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has carried out a wave of ballistic missile strikes on Ukrainian cities, killing 4 people and wounding at least 36, officials say. According to the BBC, 3 people were killed and 20 injured in the eastern city of Kharkiv, while 1 person died and 16 were hurt in the capital Kiev. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the raid on Kiev as one of the most massive ballistic attacks on the capital since the start of Russian full-scale invasion. Ukraine has continued its assault on Russian sites as well. Zelensky said 3 Russian oil tankers in the Black Sea were hit, as well as facilities in the southwestern Stavropol region. Several areas in the Kiev region were also hit overnight. The U.S. launched another round of air strikes against Iran on Saturday night, targeting its coastal surveillance and air defense facilities. The BBC cited Iranian state media as saying that Qasem Island in the Strait of Hormuz had been struck. CENTCOM said it also targeted Iran's Revolutionary Guard IRGC, responsible for the attack in Jordan on Friday, where another service member remains missing. Responding to the latest strikes, Iran's army said it carried out drone attacks on 2 U.S. bases in Kuwait, according to state media. Bahrain said it intercepted aerial attacks. The U.S. and Iran have also ramped up attacks against each other in recent days, with both sides accused of striking critical infrastructure. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy weather across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at most places in the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudhapashim provinces, and at many places in the hilly regions of Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and at most places in the Tarai region. Similarly, there are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces, and heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in the Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions of Bagmati province and Madhes province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Different parts of Nepal, including Kathmandu Valley, witnessed heavy rainfall. Highways and road sections affected. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges precaution amid risk of sudden floods, landslides and inundation. Parliamentary committee directs the government to come up with action plan to ensure rights of children at correction homes. And Russia carries out massive ballistic missile strikes on Ukrainian cities. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.